Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Mike Bachman is not here, because he's dead.
You can't say that.
Don't say that.
A frog jumped into his throat, and now he can't stop croaking. He can't come.
I predict that someday in the future, Mike Bachman will die.
Michael, don't.
He'll just go up to heaven.
He will. We're all gonna die.
I've said many times, I will never die. I will never die.
Tim says like that everyone around him, like the cats will never die, you will never die, I will never die.
I say two things. One, I will never die, and then I'll absolutely die before Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm gonna live for like a real long time. I'm just gonna be like chilling on a porch in a rocking chair. I don't even know you're dead.
Just like a 67-year-old. Looking, dressing the same way, smoking weed.
I've got my Cryptid shirt on. Yeah, I'm ripping fat clouds.
Vape in my hand.
Okay, listen, I literally already do this on my back porch every night. I sit in my rocking chair and I just survey the backyard.
How's the squirrel? Does he still come and hang out?
Not so close as that one time, but I want a nature cam because I got to see what is going on out there in the night times.
You got some scurry little furry friends?
Because we've got possums, we've got raccoons, we've got rabbits, we've got squirrels, we got hawks, we got all kinds of shit.
You probably got some little mice?
Probably.
That's so many things.
There's a lot of creatures in our backyard. Mm-hmm.
What more entertainment do you need?
I mean, I wish I could see the possums more often.
They keep hiding.
It's very rude.
Tim's like about to cry tonight.
The raccoon shits everywhere.
I wish he wouldn't do that.
Oh, what does raccoon shit look like? Mike Bachman is not dead. He's just sick. He is sick.
As of recording, he's not dead. He's sick.
Editor's note.
He was sick on Tuesday.
Of being alive.
And we rolled the hard six, as they say in Battlestar Galactica. And we'll say, hey, we'll push it to Thursday to see if you feel better. Also, Jennifer and I were kind of sleepy.
I felt pretty bad, so.
We'd have been fine. It would have been a great episode.
I made it happen, but I was very tired, so I appreciated the moving it.
Yeah. We broke our download number expectation.
Woo!
So we're not canceled as a podcast, so thank you so much, audience.
Yay!
We, over 2.7 million downloads. Crazy, huh?
That's a big. Lot of downloads.
That it sounds like a lot to me.
We used to get more, but that's okay. We're so thankful for you out there in the community for helping us because we needed work. It's weird because we're just little guys and we scurry about at our normal days, and then people talk to us in the podcast world occasionally and treat us like an adult, and we stare at them and nod. And then be like, yeah, but will you have like free beer at the like meeting or anything like that? So you helping us not look like jackasses is great. So continue to download, tell friends, use our offer codes on every single ad, Google.
I was going to say, even if it's not, to reach out to a company and say, you should have us work with them because I want to use the code DRAGONS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to pour an ice bucket challenge of thank you your way.
Thanks, everybody. You're the best.
You're the best.
10-year anniversary coming up. That's exciting. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's hot.
It's coming up.
That's exciting.
It's wild.
Remember how young we were and how
Remember
weird we looked?
How different 10 years ago was?
Mm-hmm. I think we're all hotter now than we were then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think that's true. Yeah. Well,
actually, 2012, 2013 was kind of my peak, I think. But
I was pretty hot at that time also, but I'm hot in a different way now.
True.
We're
All
both
right.
hot in different ways.
Jennifer and I are both hot in different ways.
Yeah.
Nika, how about you? What do you think?
I'm much hotter now.
Okay. I forget.
Hands down.
I remember you being very pretty when we met. But
thank you.
I was
very pretty
super
now.
In shape in 2012. That's when I was like really into my weightlifting.
When's that PAX photo?
I don't want to see that ever again. It's like truly the worst picture of all of us. I don't
know. Not me.
Exactly.
The one where I literally, this is not hyperbole in any way, weigh 100 pounds more than I do today.
No.
I probably weigh more now than I did in that picture, or
but it hangs better.
But it's I know how to dress myself better now. Not a good time.
And you're older, so
actually, in 2012, I don't think I was fit yet. So I think I am better.
I don't know. We'll have to look up a picture.
Just so everyone understands, well past the peak for me.
The peak is you in college with your long hair. We all
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that. It's not your fault.
I don't think so. Michael, there's a lot of people in chat who very much appreciate a daddy figure.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dads Michael are gets having hit their on, moment.
I'll take so. It.
Probably the I'll take it. Second to third most. I think it goes Nika, Bachman, Michael.
Hmm.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
It seems like you run into, like, another settlement down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a huge noise, like an explosion, and everything went black.
I'm Dahlia Woodford Blackwell Stowage Garrison. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You should meet our friend Screech. His family owns this mine.
Really? So where is he?
You are hanging upside down.
Are all my, like, skirts and, like, stuff, like, up around my head?
No, you are completely naked.
Both of us?
Yep. It's fully dark.
Which means that I can see.
You can see.
2-inch flaccid, 1-inch hard dick. A little tuna can.
You should really listen to your daughter.
No, why do you want to do a revolution? You're rich.
Exactly. I could probably profit off of this somehow long term.
Gosh, I'm not Rick.
Rick?
Lead the way, brave Rick.
It's embarrassing.
What's the point?
You're doing great, Dad.
You could be doing better, Dad.
I have something to tell you, and you're going to be shocked, but...
Okay.
I am Drop Bear.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's hard for you to hear. I've been living a lie for so long. We may have to break my ankles.
I mean, I kind of want to now.
I realize that I'm a very brave hero, but every time that I've rushed in to fight one of these big monsters, I've been put in my ass.
I don't feel great about leaving these guys behind, but
we'll come back for them someday.
Oh yeah. But also the problem is, how are we gonna sneak out of here without him seeing us?
Good stealth rolls.
That thing tunneling around must have been causing all the instability. I believe we've solved the mystery.
What wine pairs best with bug meat?
And you do still have Lucy's bag, too. I will remind you.
Listen, no matter what you choose to do, I'll run on my next turn.
Okay, so Celine takes Drop Bear in her arms and swings across.
Wow.
And you're able to escape to safety. Celine and Screech, you're limping out of the mine.
Yeah.
And you're heading towards the entrance, and you're just about to get to the exit when Rourke and Chuck and this other lady who seems very foppish, bump into you in the hallway on the way out.
Hallway.
Oh, who are these people?
Those are some of the people we told you about, so yeah.
Wait, where, you guys let us get taken by a creature.
What do you mean?
And hung up on the ceiling, and they tried to cook us.
Yes, I too am excited to see that you're alive, Celine, and I'm so glad that you noticed that we were too without fucking complaining immediately.
Wow. And Celine looks at Spruce, this guy.
Did Almost get eaten?
We also did.
Yes, but this is me, Screech. Or no,
Drop Bear.
Drop Bear.
Oh my god.
And we still need to go back and solve the mine problems, right?
No.
No, we killed the creature.
Oh, you did?
I think Rourke did, but...
We dusted off this problem.
So wait, you're saying that the mine is going to be back up to normal operational standards again?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, great. Wow. Whew.
Sweet. Well, I guess my job's done here.
Yeah, mine too.
See y'all later.
Is that it?
He's gone.
Bye, Drop Bear.
Bye, Drop Bear. Why did he care about the mine?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Maybe he hides out in there.
It is dark.
Can I go back in the mines later at night whenever he's not going to be there because it's...
Yeah, sure.
You cannot go anywhere alone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Lucy comes up to you, Selena, and goes, "Is that my bag?"
"Oh, yeah, I found it in a pile."
"Okay, you shouldn't touch that. Give me that."
"Well, I already did touch it, and..."
"Well, it's full of dangerous things. I hope you didn't open it."
"No.
You could have seriously hurt yourself."
"Here you go." Celine, like, suddenly looks a little stressed out handing the bag back.
"May change."
"Because, yeah, she was, like, going to get, like, snotty, but then she means, like, oh, fuck, what, there's something dangerous in here?"
"I passed out again in the fight, so, I mean, I guess no one's just caring about me, you know."
"Nothing." "You just took a nap. You fell down, and then we cleared things up."
"It bonked me."
"Well...
it had two big claws."
"Wait, you had claws?"
"Did."
My guy had hooks."
"Hooks?"
"Yes, hook for hands."
"Did you kill it?"
"We escaped."
"So is the mine not okay then if your thing, you didn't do your job?"
"I don't think it was my job. I think I woke up nude hanging from the ceiling."
"Well, we woke up with our clothes on, covered in dirt."
"Okay. Well, mine sounds worse.
You do actually sound worse."
And also, that wasn't my task. There's just, like, a guy down there. Like, I don't want to upset the ecosystem in the cage or whatever."
"Oh, he's just a guy with hooks in his hands?"
"Yeah." "All right."
"That doesn't sound very natural, but..."
"Well,
I guess I don't live in a cave, so I don't know what the natural cave..."
I just don't think that he had anything to do with the phenite problem, so I just... You know, does it really make sense to put our energy towards
the fact
that
you're gendering it? Seems like it had more of a vibe than our little beast guy that was just attacking us.
I think it may have been a family back in there. So I think it's a very complex ethical situation, and we're just let them, you know.
And they weren't, like, messing with the knockers or breaking the mine down?
They were definitely killing and eating the knockers.
What
They were, yeah, he was killing and eating the knockers. But they were trying to, he was trying to kill and eat us. We had to get out. And we almost died. What was I supposed to do? It was just the two of us.
We got shot with healing arrows.
What? Who shot you with healing?
Lucy shot us in the face, but it healed us.
It hurt so bad.
It looked so cool.
Yeah, but it worked, right?
I wish I'd had some of that. Yeah. I mean, maybe I did have some of that.
I'm probably, like, lightly bleeding still.
That means it's working.
Listen, Chuck, I just want to say, we did our best back there. And it was either we stay behind.
All right.
Wow, grouchy much? And Selene looks at work like, what?
He didn't get his sausage roll snack or his little 3 o'clock nap.
Oh, he's hungry. That's what's wrong with him.
Chuck has diabetes.
His blood sugar is low. He's getting mad.
So you're wandering back to town?
So actually Selene walks up to Vorn because Chuck is being cranky right now, so she doesn't want to talk to him. He's gonna snap at her. So just, I know Chuck said it already, but I just want to clarify. The mind stuff's, like, really dealt with, right? Like, you guys, like, executed it.
I will say that I know we just walked out, but my brain is a little fuzzy. Yes, I do think we did this. Yes, we did this. Okay. Lucy's nodding, too, so we did this.
Okay.
Yeah, they even, like, these guys were trying to get the knockers to, like, mine for us and stuff, and they had all this extra Deonite that they were just going to give us. Pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that one I remember. Cause
yeah. Oh, yeah, you were there for that.
Yeah. No, I do remember that, so, okay. Okay, all right, so I guess the situation's... I guess it's, this is worked out. But I bet I probably have some other tasks I need to do. Let me get my to-do list out.
Your necklace starts going...
My necklace starts going... guys, hold on. I'm just gonna go over here for a second.
Chuck goes up to Rourke. A potential catchphrase idea. Looks like everything Rourked out.
Thanks, okay, that's a real dad one, but I kind of love it. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Papa. Everything Rourked out for the best.
So good.
I'm Chuck.
Do you answer the call?
I run off. I'm assuming we're like on the like path back to town.
Mm-hmm.
So I run off kind of to the, is it, what time of day is it? Is it dark?
It's night.
Is it nighttime? It was scary.
Late night.
Okay. Maybe I just like kind of hang back from the group a little, like where she could still see them walking, but still has a little bit of privacy. Hello, Celine Von Esper here.
Hello.
Yes?
This is Maester Kagan.
Oh, yes, Maester Kagan. I have... Well, you go first.
I don't know why my voice came out like that.
No, please keep doing that one. That was a good accent.
That's not my voice. I can't.
It's interference. It's because we're close to the mine.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving me... Maester Kagan.
Yes, please.
He's the Swedish chef.
He sounds like a Mario.
Celine... Give me a status update, please.
Well, I have great news. The issue with the mine has been resolved. There were creatures down in the mine that were causing tremors, that were disrupting the production of the Unite, but that we had... Actually, we've just dealt with it. I just dealt with it.
So you're saying, tell me of these creatures.
Celine suddenly runs to catch up with the group a little bit and is like talking, like look, kind of like grabbing Chuck and Rourke and is like, oh yes, the creatures that were in the mine were, and Celine's like looking at them like, don't tell me more.
What are you doing?
What?
I have no basis for what you're
can
doing.
Can they hear?
Phones don't exist.
Can he hear through my...
Celine, I asked you a question. Why do I hear nothing but silence?
Oh, well, it's because I'm looking at my...
Can you talk to him in your brain? It's like telepathy, right?
Oh, I thought I was talking out loud. But...
You probably do.
You were definitely moving your lips, but... for some reason he can't.
Oh, excuse me.
Magic, you know.
Maester Kagan, I just let me get my notes really quickly that I took about this. Let me put you on
notes. Excellent.
One second, and then can I put him on mute for a second? What did the creature look like? I got my boss on the line right now. What was it?
Do we on have the line?
Yeah. Don't. It's some magic shit. You wouldn't understand. Don't worry about it.
What are you thinking of?
Okay. I can arrest you for that, so.
I'd like to see you try. I'm not telling you what the bug looked like. Good luck.
Rourke, what did it look like? I told him I was getting my notes.
Okay. I'll tell you, but you have to teach me magic.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Michael, I give her an accurate and thorough description.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And then you relay that accurate and thorough description to Maester Kagan.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that sounds to me like some sort of tunneling creature. Perhaps, what could it be?
I mean, I'm happy to do more research. I'm sure I could talk to other folks here in the town who may know more about the creatures. I believe that we have samples.
Could it have been an Umber Hulk?
Oh, that I think
because that would explain it all—the mental things and the
oh, Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, I think that's exactly what it was.
Huh.
And now we know what the problem is. And actually, I think that they... we dealt with it. So...
When can the next shipment of Theonite go out?
Right away, sir. Yes, we can get it going again just like normal.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was, that was my goal, and I've been working really hard on it, and yeah,
Well, there's a caravan passing through town in 1 week. If you can fill that caravan with Theonite, then I think you may be actually getting an accommodation.
Ooh. Oh, well, I would be very honored, and I absolutely will have it ready for when they come.
All right.
Is there anything else I can I mean, I know there's some other general investigations to do, but is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, just keep an eye out for any revolution and make sure that the Theonite shipment goes out.
There's no. These people here, they're simple country folk. They don't know what that word means, I think.
I must say, I am shocked that you've succeeded, Celine, but congratulations.
I am glad to exceed expectations.
Yes, indeed. Kagan out. Okay. So you catch up to the rest of the group, I'm assuming.
Guys, so actually, great news. My boss is super happy with me. I think I'm even going to get, like, a commendation or something.
Oh, so the OTs got, like, a medal for feeding creatures to other creatures or something?
No, for dealing with a problem in the mine, which did get dealt with. So, and he doesn't suspect me.
Every time you finish a job, do you get, like, a reward? Because I've done a lot of jobs for Ratma, and I have gotten very few rewards.
Yes, you have.
I mean, I think that maybe it works a little differently with the OT, but it is not guaranteed. Like, it's definitely, I'm as shocked as you are that I'm rising in the ranks like this. Like, honestly, I thought they were gonna, you know, execute me like a couple weeks ago.
You've had quite the week.
Yeah, and yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm so happy about it.
Well, I won't push the issue that we obviously solved the mine problem and not you, because I guess really you solving it helps all of us. So, and Chuck puts his hand out to you.
And Celine looks confused for a second and then shakes his hand.
Grabs your hands like, what are we doing? And he gives you a big old hug.
Rourke grabs her hand and hugs around Celine and puts Rourke and Chuck's sandwich.
Nice
and says,
job.
Whispers in Celine's ear, I can't wait to learn magic.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it.
Celine was going to teach me.
Oh, okay.
Lucy goes, okay, but like, you're not going to give them that Theonite, are you?
Of course we are.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, otherwise.
That's going to help them.
Help them do what? Remain in power and continue like they've been doing for anywhere between 25 and 28 years?
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, if we don't give it to them, they're just going to come out here and investigate what's going on in the mine, and things will be worse.
Hey, life sucks.
I don't like it.
When do we have to give it to them? What if we found something that we could do where we could, like, lure them out here, but then pull an old switcheroo or something and teach them not to mess with this mine anymore? And they'll find out that it isn't worth their time anyway, and so they'll just give it up.
I believe the entire magical economy is based off this material. There's other mines, but this is the first one.
Shit.
I mean, I guess that's just so risky, but maybe we just compromise. I'm getting better at this. I'm listening. I'm hearing.
Chuck's gone to therapy.
We found more Theonite, and so maybe little for them, little for us.
Yeah, they don't actually know how much.
We have to talk to Screech.
I think we just give them whatever the normal amount of a shipment is, and if we have extra now, they don't need to know that.
True.
I mean, then it really is a win-win, right? Doesn't that make you happy?
It's like when you start a new job, you're supposed to not work too hard.
You gotta take it. Yeah. You gotta work at, like, max, like, 65%.
I didn't
65%.
Say that, Rourke, by the way.
Oh.
60. Oh, that was Jennifer talking. That was not, Celine would not. Celine would be like, you should be working at 110% all the time.
Chuck said it and then said, I didn't say that, by the way.
I give 100% of every part of my being to every job I do.
That is so true.
Wow. That's how it should be, you know? It's whatever your job is,
that is
and
so
whatever your
true.
Role is, you should give 100. You know, actually.
Sorry.
Well, way to ruin my moment, but you should actually give 110%. Chuck, oh my God, your nose.
I got bonked. I'm sorry.
You got dad allergies.
I have to assume it's like brain fluid leaking out of his nose. Okay. Like, is it supposed to be chunky like this? It, just pure blood.
Do you guys smell saffron?
I smell toast. And then Rourke pulls out toast.
How is that hot?
I don't know. I just, there's always toast in my bag.
Don't ask. Lady, so we're going to get back to Rhymeford. Caravans come through every now and again. So make yourself at home. There's a okay tavern. You won't like it. I love it.
It's great.
It's called the Goblin Pit. Ratma Ritma runs it, which is a name many people know, I'm sure.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Diana's character, who is a really long name.
Yes. Yes. I could look up the tweet again, but since I'm streaming, I don't want to open too many windows.
Your computer will
for
explore.
Fear of my computer crashing, Diana's character.
I don't think I'll be staying at any kind of tavern. We'll see. You'll see me around, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I give her a wink.
Bye.
Okay, bye. So you're back. You're back in. You've made it back to town.
Mm-hmm. I want to buy.
Late.
How late?
Okay.
Like how late?
Late. Very late.
Like 7:30 p.m.?
Like 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking
We gotta
tired.
Get a snack.
Yeah.
At the... Come on.
All right.
Is there a late night meat stand?
No.
Michael.
But we can go in the kitchen and make little sandwiches
yeah,
out of the meats.
I'll let you in the back and we can make a quick sandwich.
I just imagine us all like standing like dirty and tired just making sandwiches in the kitchen.
I'm still leaking.
Yeah.
Ratma's sitting in the corner fucking smoking just watching us.
She was asleep in the chair and she just opened her eyes when we came in.
I'm like...
She just lit a cigarette.
With a lit cigarette in her fingers.
She was already smoking. And it was like a long ass ash.
It's a fucking Virginia Slim, so it's just that whole ash.
I wish that didn't have such a high chance of lighting you on fire, because that's so cool.
It's so fucking cool to fall asleep on your cigarette. It's just, guys, I'm so grateful that Nika, thank you for creating Ratma Ritma. I love her. I love her with my whole heart and
treasure.
Life.
I love Ratma.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
She's the best character from any of our campaigns, maybe.
Yeah, and you've been talking about that character for a while. Man, what a gift.
She has a place of honor. Yeah, anyway, yeah, Ratma wakes up. She just opens her eyes and starts smoking again.
Hey, Ratma, don't worry. We're just going to make a quick sandwich. We've fixed the mine.
Oh, nice job. What do you got there, buddy? What's that on your hip there? Is that a new mace?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Look at this. And I throw it at her.
Holy shit. This is, what's your name? Celine? Celine.
Yeah, yes.
Earmuffs.
Okay. Celine puts her hands over her ears for real.
Chuck, you found yourself a piece of a legal magical item.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not allowed to have these.
Why?
Oh, so this is like a magic item, not a Theonite concoction of Lucy's.
No, this is the real deal.
I kind of go up and take it back from her and look at it deeper. Michael, did you describe it before? It was 17 weeks ago.
I basically said that you know that it is a mace of Regnir.
Yes.
Regnir is the god of the hunt, wilderness, archery, and skill. Brother of Mimir.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Well, if this is a Mace of Ragnir, that might... And me finding it, maybe that has something to do with me... oops, I just rolled initiative. 13, by the way.
Oh, God.
Maybe that's something to do with my ability to help people. You know, I've always been helpful, but seems like it's gotten more helpful explicitly where I can snap my fingers and make deers explode in the past year or so.
I mean, I don't know. This could be... Stranger things have happened. This could be Regnia reaching out to you. Who's to say?
Well, do you think that it screams magic item and I need to hide it from everyone, or...?
Nah.
I got an idea, and I just go get the top of, like, a chef's hat, and I put it at the end, and I tie a ribbon around it. So it just, whatever it looked like before, Michael, it just looks like a beautifully carved stick with a chef's thing at the side. And it's like, oh, I was going to say I beat meat with it, but everyone's going to laugh. it's a dough mallet. They won't ask.
Nice.
Or couldn't it be a meat tenderizer?
Yeah, that's the beat the meat thing. I have to avoid saying I beat my meat with this thing.
Ew.
I know.
So gross.
I know.
Look, it's perfectly natural.
That's my dad.
But you are beating meat with it. I don't understand what the problem is.
It means jack off. And while there's nothing wrong with jacking off, everybody, it's good. It's healthy. We just don't talk about it. Yeah, I guess I'll just keep it away from Thorn as much as possible. But it feels powerful.
She would definitely pick up on something. I would think.
Even if it's a meat beater?
Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't wave it in her face. Unless you're planning on waving it in her face real hard.
So true. Never raise a weapon unless you intend to use it. That's what I say.
Agreed.
I'm going to hang my old mace in the tavern. It's going to look sick. And he scampers away.
He's so excited.
Oh! I fell off a fucking chair! Lucy!
I'm gonna go make sure he's okay.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna go throw a healing potion at him and pretend it's like an arrow, but just chuck it straight at his face.
I'll put my mace up and destroy the healing potion in terror.
The glass, like, cuts you and then immediately heals you.
Ow!
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Michael, what was the name of the god who brought Rourke back to life?
That was probably Regnir, because that Barry would also... Barry would be a follower of Regnir, Barry of the Grizzly Folk.
Okay.
And you would probably, like, you would know of him from the before times, Chuck, at least.
Kind of weird that Regnir still works out there in Bear Country, and I find this, I don't know.
Maybe it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, I think it's starting to be that way. I know I've kind of been resistant to all this, whatever, and I think we should go hide in a cave for a year just to be safe, but maybe something's happening. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not saying it is.
Maybe this is the sign that you're supposed to join and they, dare I say, lead the revolution. You're the one who's had the war tactics, and with Celine on our side being our intel and inside OT member, there's no way they can take us down.
I mean, there's a very good chance they would just bring everyone and murder us and blow us up. Blow up the whole town. They'll probably blow up the whole town, to prove a point, if I know them. Even when we weren't in power, we did some fucked up shit.
Well, maybe they would do that right now because there's just, like, four of us. But I think once we get at least, like, three times as many people.
12, yeah. I'm just saying... I'm listening. I'm listening, okay?
Just hear me.
I'm trying!
And then I shove a sausage roll in Chuck's mouth.
Delicious.
He gets hangry. So was this happening out where you were trying to hang stuff? Did
yeah.
You guys leave?
I took a tumble.
Okay. So Celine is still in the kitchen with Ratma. Is anyone else in there?
Yeah, I think Lucy probably would have peeled off.
Okay.
So it's probably just Ratma, I guess.
So Ratma can see that Celine's, like, trying to, like, work up the courage to, like, talk.
And Ratma's, like, not helping at all.
No, none. 0%. So you seem to know a lot of things. I couldn't help but notice that you seem to know a lot about, you know.
I'm a simple tavern owner.
But I think that I heard you mention before that you had a connection to Emperor Beauregard.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
So, were you like his friend, or what's the connection? Have you talked to him in a while?
We were a lot more than friends, but...
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, you know, I've had a few conquests, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't? but I guess what I'm getting at is, just curious if you know anything about the OT and, like, how it started and, you know, the leaders there. Maybe, like, do you know, Maester Kagan? Does that ring a bell?
Nah. That means nothing to me.
Okay, well, maybe more generally, I mean, like, the OT was started because everything was so bad, right? And, like, it's necessary. Like, it has to exist, of course. Like, I mean, I'm sure, I know some people say that there should be reforms and whatever, but, like, it's gotta exist, right? I mean, you were around before it got set up.
Are you asking me if the OT needs to exist as an institution?
Well, I'm just curious from an outsider's perspective. I'm just trying to, yeah. What?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. Well, I did ask you, so I guess I can't be upset at your answer. Do you care to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It would be very hard for you to understand. You're not. I mean, I don't think very highly of you, is what I'm saying. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, that makes sense. I definitely got that vibe from you. But I'm trying to keep. I'm trying to help keep order in the kingdom, you know? That's just all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do my job, and...
No, it's a way for them to keep control, it's a way for them to keep power, it shouldn't exist, it's bad.
But you can't think that people could just have unfettered access to magic, just whoever, like, that's so dangerous.
Oh, yeah, but it's dangerous times. I mean, you know, look, you get a big enough cut, it's gonna... And you don't boil enough wine to pour on it and put in poultices, your arm's just gonna fall off. I mean, everyone's dying all the time now.
Oh.
You know, and now we don't even got clerics. Come on, it's worse.
But, well, that's not quite how I've understood it, because I thought that there were assigned... clerics for the different towns that had healing abilities, and you can just go, you know, to the healing. I mean, you've got one here, right?
Oh, sure. Just suckle at the bosom of Alondra Thorne. Yeah, she's a real nice one. Also, most of these people are like dirt farmers. They can't afford that. Not everyone used to charge, you know. It used to be people would just help each other.
I see your point. Forgive my language, but Alondra does seem like a real bitch.
The first swear.
Celine's trying it out. She's like, oh. I try to be cool around Ratma. Right. So Ratma doesn't think I'm like a complete dork. She already does think I am, though.
Ratma nods in appreciation. Yeah, she sucks. I don't even know. Look, that bitch... There's more going on there. This is the way of the world, okay? Bo's a dipshit. All right.
I mean, well, he's the emperor.
Yeah, I guess. He's a dumbass. Okay.
Okay.
Alondra's a piece of shit. You know, people are not what they seem, I guess. Things are more complicated, maybe, than it looks sometimes.
Well, thank you for your time, and your insight, and, for having me here in your inn. And Celine's like, why did I say that?
Just let me just leave you with this. Okay, Alondra Thorne, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a disciple of Rhea.
Right.
The queen of the gods, the patron of summer. You know, she represents sun, light, law, order, things like that. Now, does she give those sort of warm, sunny vibes to you?
She does not.
No.
Yeah.
That seems weird, huh?
That is, yeah. I thought she would be nicer, you know, and yeah, actually, that's a really good point. Why is she like that? What's her deal, actually?
I'm surprised it's taken us this long to explicitly and slowly dismantle religion.
Religion, but also other institutions, I think.
Is that interesting?
A few things.
And let's not forget about Futters, because I know that none of you remember Futters from episode 3.
I don't know what Futters is, Tim says. Cause...
Remember Alondra Thorne's creepy possum that hangs around her neck all the time?
I forgot about him!
Yeah, I never said Futters before. No one's ever said Futters on this podcast before.
I know there's a possum. I did know that. Because it had beady eyes, and that's why we thought maybe... Thorin killed what's his name? Elwyn, because we saw beady eyes.
Sorry, so what was the last thing that Ratman was saying? Sorry. And also, you guys aren't in the room. I'm just saying. Okay.
I do imagine when you get done, me and Rourke are going to be just like staring awkwardly.
Like, why? You see us talking?
Eating sandwich. Like, oh, we just got here.
So you're like kind of wondering if the conversation with Ratma is over or not.
Yeah, like, is she going to say something else?
And then she just sort of is sitting there, she's reclined back in her chair, just sort of sitting there with her lit cigarette, and kind of just sort of staring in your general direction. And then you don't necessarily get the feeling that she's looking right at you. And then you just hear a quiet, gentle snore.
Did you sleep with her eyes open?
Apparently she has fallen asleep.
I was so excited for Michael to open up this whole new emotional element of Ratmo. This is better.
No, this is so much.
It's perfect.
Lit cigarette still. She's back. I feel like it might be the same cigarette, actually.
I say, damn it. And then I hand Rourke a silver piece.
Every time.
She would bet against you. You cheat.
And I assume I hear you guys like...
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're hiding anymore.
Like, in the doorway... And I turn to you guys and it's like, well, I think that might be a sign that it's bedtime.
Yep.
Should we take that cigarette from her?
Yeah, I'm going to carry her to bed.
No, she'll fight you.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the cigarette in.
I imagine she'll like in her sleep, like biting me.
Yeah, when I carry her up to her room sometimes and then I relight the cigarette when I put her in bed.
Go to sleep, puppy
little
sweet.
Rat.
Smoke on your death stick. You are young and sexy, and you will never die.
This is where Rourke gets all of her talent from.
Oh my god. I just laughed so hard I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. I put a little glass to drink at the side of her bed of scotch.
You tuck her in and it's like, I don't know, like a beach sarong.
Yeah, I just shake her old clothes out and then shake her into new clothes.
She has one of those shirts that's like the person in a bikini. This is a t-shirt. That's what she sleeps in.
1989 Heart Foundation fun run. It's for the birds.
Fuck.
And then I go to bed.
You all go to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, you're level 5.
Shut up! Level 5? I did kind of forget for a second that happened.
I did not.
Guys, I'm level 5 forget. Now.
Guys, I'm level 5. I don't know about you, but this level was great for me.
I'm 5 as fuck.
It's a level that's 5.
Well, Michael, should we tell the
yeah,
folks?
Yeah, you can share any stuff.
Because this is a big, this is an important level for Celine because
nice.
I was looking at all my attack things, and I was like, wait a second. Could I have been doing two dice before? Like, wait, no. All my attacks are doubled now, all of a sudden.
All cantrips.
All my cantrips. Is that true?
Yep. Sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all my cantrips are doubled now, which is very sick.
Hey, guys, all my cantrips are doubled now.
What?
Our proficiency bonuses have... Your cantrips probably a bonus. If you have attack cantrips, they're doubled. Our proficiency bonus went up, so we're stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. I only have 33 hit. How many hit HP did I have before? I don't remember.
I am now at 32 max.
I'm at 33 max.
And I made some changes. I did a swap, or a switcheroo.
An old sorcerer swap.
On one of my spells, I said goodbye to the spell sleep, because I feel like the you get beyond about level 3 is like, this doesn't do anything anymore. So I swapped that, but I get to also pick a new spell. So now, two new spells. Counterspell.
Woo!
And?
Oh boy.
I have Fireball now.
Woohoo! That's really exciting.
Fireball, yeah. Which is 8d6 damage, is so much!
Hell yeah, baby.
But yeah, all my other stuff is double. I got another sorcery point. Great level for Celine.
Yeah, I also have third level spells. So that means I'm a cleric, so I have access to Revivify.
Oh, woo-hoo. Shit, yeah!
Excited to fight with Michael on that one. I'm kidding. Agree with Michael on the beautiful world and story we're trying to create.
Just don't take it. Just don't take it.
Just don't take it.
Don't take it.
I'm going to take it, don't and then I'm going to constantly try to acquire 300 gold worth of diamonds. Oh, I also have Turn Undead, which is a weird spell for clerics, because it's like, if you don't fight undead, give them a fuck.
But if you do, then it's very useful. Yeah. You have so many spells.
That's my cast at higher levels.
Oh, okay.
So 7 years.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Sorcerer just doesn't. We don't have as many spells.
That's true. I have more spells.
But we have more cantrips, though. So.
Don't clerics just get to pick whatever ones from that level?
In the morning, yeah.
That's crazy. That's too hard. I can't.
But I'm such a little B word about it that I, like, don't feel right lying on the podcast, even if it's better to be like. Like, yeah, what? And but what would I have prepared today?
We should start, like, making you be like, wait, is it morning? Chuck, have you thought about yourself today?
Okay, let's make the podcast better. Let's track money, weight, and every single morning, yes. Michael, you ask me exactly what is in my spell book.
No.
Did you know that if you go into the wiki, it says all of your inventories?
That is true. I do know that. But it's if we say it. Because there's probably...
Yeah, you have to say it.
There's spells that, like, I haven't even cast that I have.
Mm.
I think if it's not on the wiki, it's not in your inventory. That's my opinion.
That's not true, Michael. You little...
What?
That's my opinion.
Worm.
Nika, did you get any fun new ability or spell?
At a short rest or a long rest, I can reset my bardic inspiration, which that is good.
Oh, that
awesome.
Is really
that's
useful,
great,
actually.
That is the only thing I got.
That's it?
Yeah.
See, it's always really interesting to me, like, what classes, like, what, like, levels are good for them, because whatever, well, this was a big one for me.
I mean, that's really good for bards, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, I do feel like if you take a lot of breaks and stuff, then that could be, but I don't feel like there's, like, a big thing for bards yet.
Well, you also got access to the higher level spells and shit like that.
Third level?
Yeah.
I was looking at them. I don't know. I gotta look at them more. See, this is my thing too. I don't know what are good spells.
That's why I always like go like search the like min-max websites. It'll be like, what are the best spells?
Yeah. And your bardic inspiration
at level 5.
Your bardic inspiration got bigger, so that's gonna be a huge bonus for us. And I would argue it's a great bard thing. I think both your things are better than Turn Undead, in my opinion.
It says I only have 3.
3 what?
Bardic inspiration.
Yeah, but it's a D8 now.
Oh, okay, that part of it. Gotcha. JK, okay. I was thinking, yeah, that's... Okay, I didn't see that. That's fine.
And if characters need short rests, we'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's possible to do.
It's possible to do.
You wake up the next morning. You're level 5.
It's like I wake up like, I feel really good today. I feel like really strong, full of vim and vigor.
And let's see, Rourke and Chuck, you're probably still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a knock on the door.
Pillow overhead.
I open the door.
You are greeted by, let's say, Ashton
Kutcher.
Greets you at the door. You know him as the husbando of Sir Rex Yalos.
Oh, right.
And he has cropped brown hair and striking gray eyes, and looks like a nice piece of ass.
Oh,
you sexy as hell.
You should say that about everything until you get canceled.
A real nice piece of ass.
A nice piece of ass.
Hey, this corpse here. Oh, so real
nice
see
piece.
This,
nice piece.
You can't see their head, but oh my god, the yammers.
Oh my god. Good morning. What can I help you?
Good morning.
Do you want a sausage roll? Do you want me to come sing you?
I would love a sausage roll.
Well, I don't have any, but I'm sure we can find one for you.
Rourke, you always have the best sense of humor. Are you still doing that? That every Tuesday you go to do the Goblin Pit with the songs and the beat poetry. Still do that?
My job? I live here. We're here right now.
Oh, that's so cool. That's great. Hey. We heard about the mine stuff, we just wanted to invite you to a feast tonight.
Okay.
At the castle, in your honor.
Oh.
So here's an invitation.
Okay.
It's, this is for you, and one for your dad, and we just wanted to thank you for all you've done.
Did you try to give it to him? Is he not there? Where is he?
I can hear him snoring.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry. You know, you go into a cave and then you get worried people die.
I don't know how you do what you do, but it's very impressive.
It's really easy. I wake up every morning and then I set my hair sometimes, because I don't have cool hair like Celine, so I have to work with it a lot.
Okay.
And then usually I do 37 things to upset my dad.
Yeah.
And that's really how I get the day started. And then from there, you know, I do what feels right. That's how you do it.
Wow. I really meant that in like sort of a broader meaning terms, but thank you for sharing that. Can we expect to see you and your father this evening? We do want to sort of celebrate you and, you know, shower you with gifts and things like that.
Yeah. You got food there?
It's a feast.
It's free?
Yeah, it's in your honor.
Okay. I don't know. It could be one of those things where you invite us there and then, like, we got to pay, like, the tip or, you pay the tax.
Come on. That was one time.
We've been there one time.
Well, this one is, it's in your honor. It's completely on us. So
we'll be there.
Okay. Great. See you tonight.
With big bellies and open pockets to stuff more food in.
All right. Cool. See you later. Celine, you got a knock on your door.
Oh my God. And she takes her sleeping cap off her head. She quickly finds a nicer robe to throw on over her nightgown. And she makes her hair, just kind of fluffs it, gathers herself, opens the door.
Good evening. Or no, good morning. Sorry. Wow. I just had a really confusing interaction. Sorry, I'm still a little rattled.
I'm so sorry. I feel very disheveled right now. And she's like kind of like halfway behind the door. We had a very late night, so
I should say I didn't think that the OT slept in till noon.
No, we were we were just doing some stuff in the mines last night.
We've heard all about it. It's all the buzz throughout town, and I am here to invite you to a feast this evening in your honor. I'm actually Ashton Yalos. Significant other of Sir Rex.
Oh my goodness. So wonderful to meet you. And Celine shakes hands.
We've wanted to have you to the castle. I know you just every time you're off doing stuff, so.
You know, the OT's work is never done.
This last 7 days, I have to say, has to be the most action-packed we've had in Rhymeford. in as long as I can remember. Has it been 8 days? I think you got here 8 days ago. Is that right? 9 days. 9 days ago.
Wow. You know, I guess there was a reason that I was sitting out here and things were all coming together. But hey, great news, though. We figured out the issue with the mine, which I guess you know. That's why you're holding a banquet for us.
Yes, that's literally why I'm here. We can't thank you enough. And I just, please let us celebrate you this evening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I will be there. Should I bring anything? Selena says, knowing she has nothing to bring.
Please just bring yourself. And have you Screech Echo?
Yes.
He did not come back last night. We were wondering if maybe he stayed here, the Goblin Pit.
Oh, well, I, you know, he, I know that Screech is a nature enthusiast, and he likes to go on little jaunts sometimes into the woods, and that's probably what he did. You know, we came from Farhold together.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's, and I mean, I don't know him super well, but I bet that's what he's doing. I bet he's just
okay, so he did get, he's safe.
He's totally fine, yes.
Great. Wonderful, wonderful.
He's totally fine, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, see you tonight.
Absolutely.
Great, bye.
Celine closes the door and gets back in a bit.
How much does this dude mutter on his way out? Like, Jesus
fucking Christ. All these people.
Rourke, you go to work?
Yes.
You're on your way to work. The housekeeper, Meat, you know Meat, right?
Yes.
You know Meat from the Goblin Pit?
Yeah, we love Meat.
He's like, I can't believe it. Is it true, Rourke? Did you really do it? Did you really clean out the mine? Everyone's talking about it in town.
We sure did. We just went in there and we cleaned it right up. We took our brooms and our scrub brushes and we just...
So you, oh, everyone's saying that you went in and fought monsters and killed them, and you're heroes.
Oh, no, we did that, too.
Oh!
No, we did that. Yeah, no, I was playing along. I was just making a little joke, because we cleaned up.
Oh. Wow.
I'm just trying this new comedy thing, too. Yeah.
That is, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's so excited. Anyway, you, like, work here still and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, there's a feast tonight.
Are you going?
Everyone's going.
Oh, they kind of made it sound like it was special just for us.
Well, it's for you.
Oh.
It's in your honor.
You think they're going to have real food or just, like, finger food?
They've already put in orders. They're having all sorts of extra goodies brought in from the Goblin Pit. It's a big thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
I only have 2 pairs of clothes, so...
You gonna mix and match?
Yeah, that. What you said. All right, I'm just gonna go over here.
Okay.
Chuck, anything you wanna do?
I wanna see who the fuck is talking about our exploits.
How is this getting everywhere? It's fucking Screech, isn't it?
Yeah, how would everyone know about this?
The second person to mention it to me, I want to be like, who the fuck told you about that?
So you're talking to, let's say...
Raffle and Morna, the other town guards.
You're talking to Raffle and Morna. And they're like, oh, we heard it from Bert Nadero, the blacksmith.
Okay, I go there. Bert Nadero, good to see you, old son of a bitch.
Hey.
Who the fuck, cool feast
you need it? Any horseshoes?
What?
Do you need any horseshoes?
No, I don't. I don't, Bert Nadero. I'll let you know, though. Thanks for offering, but I heard that you heard about the feast tonight. Who told you about it? We would properly thank them.
I was talking to Derlin.
Derlin.
Derlin Miller.
Derlin Miller. Okay. Derlin Miller. I don't know that one. I don't have that one written down.
He's at the mill.
I go to the mill. Derlin, you old son of a bitch. Good to see you again.
Hello. It's me.
feast tonight in my honor. Isn't that crazy? Who told you about that?
Congratulations! Everyone's talking about it!
But specifically, who told you about it?
Everyone's so excited!
I know, it's a big day, it's a big day! Who told you, though, about it specifically? The first one!
The first one?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, it was Frambor!
Frambor! That's something, that's like Leaf. Frambor! Okay, don't got that one on my list either. Wait, or is that... No, Futters is the possum.
Yeah, that's the baker. Frambor's okay, the baker.
I believe Frambor has come up. I didn't write that. Oh, Frambor. I walk in, and I go, Durlin, you son of a... So wait, Frambor, you son of a bitch! how you doing?
That's pretty good. How you doing?
Great! Even though I probably have black eyes and cuts and stuff like that.
Yeah, you actually probably look like shit.
Feast, yada yada yada. Who told you about that?
Well, me?
Yes, you!
Oh, I was talking to a bunch of people.
I wanna... Yeah, but who told you? Because I wanna thank them. Because...
Well, I was getting...
We got in so late last night, how the fuck does the entire town know, you know?
I was getting breakfast... with Gavin Soto, the tailor, Herbert Mason, the ironically named carpenter, and Benedict Lorimer, the school teacher.
Oh my god, that's so many people!
And they would say that they talked to Clint.
Clint. Captain Flint.
Clint. Captain Clint.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they say who Clint talked to? If not, I'm gonna go talk to Clint. Because I want to thank them for spreading the news, the feast.
I think Clint heard it from...
Devin Deckercock.
I think he heard it from Ratma.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'll take 14 donuts.
Alright, you got it, buddy. Only 14?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take 27.
All right. That's what's coming.
Shit, let's end there.
Oh man!
Wow.
Every episode should start with you explicitly asking me what spells I have prepared, and then end when one of us acquired donut.
I like that.
The perfect episode.
Perfect episode.
We really rorked it out.
Oh,
nice. Chuck yourself before you ruck yourself.
Before
is that good?
Chuck yourself before you suck.
Get chucked. Get chucked. I might actually say get chucked. Thank you so much to everyone on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Every single Tuesday, and only on Tuesday, we stream at around 8:45 or so p.m. And we have such a great time. You get to see the raw bit. You get to see how much we giggle and laugh, and the stuff that, while good, gets cut out due to the flow. You know what it is, the flow. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you have a chance of winning a Die Hard Dice code.
Whoa.
We still have Dracona Arita dice for sale. The bigger pack is out of sale, but the standard pack is still there. And the offer code situation is in limbo because they're setting up a new system. So depending on when you're hearing this, it'll probably be dragons with an exclamation mark. But we don't know. As of September 22nd, 2022, go ahead and try it. See what the fuck happens. But as always, we will update Instagram when we have the info.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, Beater420, congratulations. You win the beautiful Die Hard dice.
Ooh, hell yeah. Congratulations.
Straight to you. Open your mouth wide. We're going to hit it into your mouth like Happy Gilmore did with the Subway.
Gosh, thank you, Die Hard. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd. And you can find my crafting YouTube on youtube.com/thriftycrafting.
The best place to follow me is on Twitter at twitter.com/TimLanning or at Tim Lanning. I think I did that last week. Why am I doing this? My nose is bleeding. There I have all the info of all the random shit I do, whether it's the Tribulation Farce podcast, Naruto Review to Dear Internet, Cast of Thrones, Darkest Days of Dale, you name it, buddy. Andor just came out. We're not going to do a full Bounty Buddies season for it, even though I hear it's really good. So like we're going to do like a shorter thing.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and yeah, listen to Dear Internet, listen to Tribulation Farce, listen to Gritty's Adventures.
Do it. We should plug ourselves more at the end.
Yeah.
We should. Plug our Patreon, patreon.com/DNDpodcast.
We should plug our Patreon more.
That's a good one.
Absolutely full of beautiful content.
There's like so much stuff there, you guys.
It's engorged.
It's gross. There's so much.
Too much content.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at Nika at the Nika Howard, or you can find my OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/Nika_Howard, and from there you can find everything else. I stream here. I play with Cthulhu and friends occasionally, and I do Cast of Thrones. So check it out. Check it out.
The new season, am I right?
It's so good.
Freaking. Dang. House of the Dragons, so
can't
good.
Can't stop.
Isn't that crazy how good it is?
That's great that it's good.
I'm gonna join you guys later. I'm gonna join you for that last ep. I'm watching along.
And somehow yes. I decided that if it was good enough, I'm gonna force Nick and Michael into watching it. But Jennifer yeah. is like all of it. And
I'm enjoying the very first one. I was like, I don't know, but yeah, no, I'm enjoying it.
The most recent episode was good, but it had the first quote unquote flub.
It's
gonna happen.
There's gonna be some flubs.
Yeah, it's just that it was so good before, or consistent, I guess you'd say.
All right. Well, gosh, follow Mike Bachman at the Mike Bachman. And Game Crimes is his podcast that he does also.
Not tonight, though. Not tonight. He's
sick. He's a sicky boy.
He's resting.
Unless he is doing it tonight, in which case I might be.
Dare I say mad?
I'm going to be so chuffed.
Chuffed is good.
I'm going to be so chuffed.
I feel like this has come up before.
It has.
All right, well, gosh, until next week, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.